SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom Australia. After more than 130 days of war, rockets from Gaza were still landing in Israel during the past week. 233 soldiers have now been killed since the war began. The IDF has continued its ground offensive over the past 14 days, raiding many Hamas sites, seizing intelligence materials, and killing dozens of Hamas gunmen in the process. They have located and destroyed the Hamas data center hidden under UNRWA's headquarters in Gaza City's Rimal neighborhood. Amid the ground raids, 150 strikes have been carried out by the Air Force, Navy, and 215th Artillery Regiment. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said on Thursday that the military has credible intelligence that Hamas held hostages at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunus in southern Gaza, and there may be bodies of hostages currently hidden there. The military was conducting a precise and limited operation inside the hospital. In a complex overnight operation between Sunday and Monday, Israeli special forces rescued two hostages from Hamas captivity who were being held in a private apartment in the southern Gaza Strip. Fernando Maman, 61, and Louis Ha, age 70, were abducted from kibbutz near Yitzhak on the morning of October 7th, when Hamas-led terrorists killed 1,200 people and took 253 hostages. They were in good condition after being rescued, following an operation that involved battles with Hamas terrorists and massive airstrikes in Rafah. Both were later reunited with their families in an Israeli hospital. 134 hostages are still being held. It is believed that between 29 and 31 of them are no longer alive. A delegation of 100 family members of hostages being held captive by Hamas on Wednesday went to The Hague, where they filed complaints of war crimes against Hamas leaders at the International Criminal Court. Speaking at the airport before takeoff, Ofri Bibas, the sister of Yarden Bibas, who was abducted from kibbutz near Oz along with his wife and two young children on October 7th, said Hamas was the successor of the Nazis and that the terror group must be brought to account for its crimes. Accompanying the families were several dozen lawyers who helped draft the legal submissions to the ICC, which is empowered to prosecute individuals for serious violations of the Geneva Conventions that amount to war crimes if they are citizens of signatory states and entities, as the Palestinian Authority is. Israel has not ratified the Rome Statute, which established the ICC, and therefore is not itself subject to the court's jurisdiction. The demonstrations for an immediate release of all the hostages at whatever cost are growing. There were large demonstrations last Saturday night around the country and on Thursday in Tel Aviv at Hostage Square, where there was some tension between police and prosecutors and police and protesters who were threatening to spread out and block traffic. Saudi Arabia said on Thursday that Hamas has rejected an Israeli offer to free all hostages taken into the Gaza Strip in exchange for the release of 1,500 Palestinians from Israeli prisons. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Thursday that a deal on the release of hostages held by Hamas remains possible, but there remain very hard issues to be resolved. Asked whether an agreement could be reached on a break in hostilities before the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins on March 10th, Blinken said an earlier response from Hamas on a potential deal had included some clear non-starters, but they did offer the possibility of working towards an agreement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the decision not to send an Israeli team to the next phase of discussions in Egypt following the lack of the progress of talks early in the week. The war in the north has gained momentum. On Wednesday, a barrage of at least 11 rockets were fired from Lebanon, one of which hit the Northern Command Headquarters base in Tzfat, 13 kilometers from the Lebanon border. Staff Sergeant Omer Sara Benjo, 20, of the 91st Division 869th Combat Intelligence Collection Unit, was killed in the strike. Eight other soldiers were injured, one seriously. Ziv Medical Center in Tzfat announced that one of the rockets in the barrage landed at the hospital's entrance. A hospital spokesperson said it was a miracle that no one was injured. Since October 8th, Hezbollah-led forces have attacked Israeli communities and military posts along the border on a near daily basis, resulting in 6 civilian deaths as well as the deaths of 10 IDF soldiers and reservists. There have also been several attacks from Syria without any injuries. Hezbollah has named 195 members who have been killed by Israel during retaliation attacks, mostly in Lebanon, but some also in Syria. And in Lebanon, another 29 operatives from other terror groups, a Lebanese soldier and some 24 civilians, 3 of whom were journalists, have been killed in the retaliation attacks. Many government ministers responded angrily to news that the US and several Arab partners are preparing a detailed plan for a comprehensive peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians that includes a firm timeline for a Palestinian state. The report in the Washington Post said that the key to the plan and its announcement would be reaching an initial ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, during which hostages would be released, ideally before the start of Ramadan next month. During this pause, projected to be at least 6 weeks, the U.S. plans to make the report public, take initial steps towards its implementation, including forming an interim Palestinian government, and trying to drum up further support for the move. The proposed plan includes steps that Israel has previously refused and are unlikely to be approved by the current government, including the evacuation of many West Bank settlements, a Palestinian capital in East Jerusalem, and combined security and government for the West Bank and Gaza. The report says the U.S. will discuss these ideas with European and other leaders at Friday's Munich Security Conference, in which President Yitzhak Herzog is participating. Herzog, who is joined by freed hostages Raz Ben-Ami, Adi Shoham, and Aviva Siegel, as well as families of hostages, will be discussing ongoing efforts to free the remaining hostages in Gaza, and that is his reason for attending. The president will hold working meetings with other world leaders and speak on the conference main stage. First Lady Michal Herzog will participate in a panel on the use of sexual violence as a weapon. Gal Hirsch, the government coordinator for hostages, and Foreign Minister Israel Katz are also attending. Last Friday, U.S. ratings agency Moody's lowered Israel's credit rating by one notch from A1 to A2 and changed its outlook to negative, citing the impact of the ongoing war with Hamas on the government's debt burden, as well as fiscal and political risks. Late on Tuesday, Moody's cut the long and short-term deposit rates of Israel's 5 largest banks by one notch from A3 to A2. The agency said its decision comes on the heels of potential further weakening of the sovereign's capacity to provide support amidst the war. Treasurer Bezalel Smotrich said the ratings drops was a political, not a financial decision. On Monday, the Education, Culture and Sports Committee of the Knesset met to discuss the resilience among schoolchildren during the war, giving the concern that values of Zionism, heritage and identity are being de-emphasized in the education system. MK Galit Distel Adbaryan said, "The state education system robbed me of my identity, and what is happening now is 1,000 times worse. Judaism is a treasure trove of knowledge, a diamond. We're compelled to force this diamond upon people because they don't know what's in it. An ignorant generation is growing here. In Gaza, they have Allah. We have the roots cut out from under us. I studied philosophy for 7 years. That is dust compared to the diamond that we're sitting on and burying. Our children don't know what it means to be Jewish. Children are growing up here who think that Judaism means eating pizza." In a follow-up radio interview, She said that her rethinking of her religious values has cost her her political future with Likud. This is Peter Jones-Palach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.